Tioga, Nathan Germanson. And finally, there was an explosion outside of Tioga, and I think the mayor knows more about this than anybody else I can talk to. Mayor, good to have you on News and Views.
Hey, good to be here, Joel. Thanks for looking me up.
You bet. What the heck happened here?
Well, I don't really have all the details. I haven't heard them. Our fire department got paged out last night about, it was right around the 8:45, 9 o'clock hour, I guess it was, for an explosion at an oil site south of Tioga. When I left my house and went to the fire hall, I mean, the sky was just, it was looked like the sun was coming up. It was just all lit up. Anyway, we got down there and, you know, reports of multiple explosions and things like that. The Williams County Sheriff's Office had, well, it was County Road 21, it's a paved road from Highway 2 to 1804. They had that shut down on both ends, very quick to respond. We had a couple of our rural responders that were on scene helping traffic control. We got there. We staged about between a half and three quarters of a mile away from where the explosion was. It was still, you know, very active, very, very hot flames, you know, almost blinding to look at. We staged there. We were probably on scene for about, just about an hour, I guess. It was all, from what I understand, it was all piping. It's kind of a transfer facility. Different pipelines coming in, transfers into a main line. Apparently, you know, some sort of malfunction there that caused the explosion. No buildings, no injuries. We actually, the fire department, we didn't even have to, you know, spray a drop of water. The field men or their emergency valves all worked. It just basically closed off the pipeline. It burnt off and burnt out. So that was about it.
The days of just being a volunteer firefighter in the old ways are kind of over, aren't they, Mayor?
It is. It is. But, you know, I've heard some comments from different people, and, you know, not to say that, you know, yeah, it's very serious business. But, you know, Tioga, especially our department, we've been around this stuff, you know, just, as long as oil's been in the state. It started right here, and we've had, you know, a good number of our firemen have been sent down to Texas A&M Fire School, been through the industrial fire training. We practice extensively with the Hess Corporation on industrial fires. You know, so we feel real comfortable, you know, and it, yeah, it's different, but still it's just normal everyday business for us.
Wow. I mean, wow. I'm just saying that the old days of burning down a wood grain bin are over. I mean,
yep, that is true.
Mayor, thanks. A lot of people are thinking of you and what goes on, and I just think it's great that a bigger audience gets to hear what you have to deal with on a daily basis. 2000, for me personally, I'd like to see a special session in 2014. I don't know that I'm going to win that. But by God, in 2015, more better be coming your way. And I personally believe that. So when we get to tell these stories, I think it helps the argument of why more of what the state is benefiting from gets to go your way.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and we've been fairly beneficial on what we've received from the city, or from the state, I should say. Fire department, you know, we've kind of, some of our members have had different controversies. In the last probably a year and a half, we spent about, you know, $1.4 million on upgrading equipment, buildings, and it's just crazy. And it's a lot of money, but you gotta keep up with the times. Otherwise, it's no way you can do it. You know, we've done it all on, you know, some state aid, local donations, fundraisers. So
yeah.
It's.
Nathan, thank you so much. Appreciate you taking the time.
You bet, Joel. Thanks for getting me on and getting our word out.
You bet. The mayor of Tioga, Nathan Germanson. And that's a big explosion. And all of a sudden, he walks outside and he felt the sun was up.